Make sure that one goes on spottingbigfatty.com. Yeah.
That's classic. I love it. Who did the pictures of the penguins?
That was amazing, wasn't it?
That was great. They really did a good job of making every penguin on that beach have Big Fatty's head. That was awesome.
Anybody, I was wondering if it was Good Humor Penguin that did it.
Anybody that's listening after this, go to spottingbigfatty.tumblr.com. Remember, Tumblr doesn't have an E. It's T-U-M-B-L-R.
Or go to bigfattyonline.com, and it's on his fat favorites.
Oh, is it?
On the right hand side.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's classic. I love it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1064 of the BFO. The 24th of February 2012, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me little show, y'all, there was something in the P.O. box, and hello, senior citizens, Big Fatty, they're not all as old as you. Hi, everyone, I hope you're is going well, y'all. Let me tell you. It was a busy day in the coal mine today. I'm going to tell you, I didn't sleep worth a shit on Wednesday night, hump day night. No, just didn't sleep worth a shit, y'all. And I know what it is. The weather is beginning to change, and it's just not cooling off enough in the evenings for Big Fatty to sleep comfortably. So, y'all, I refuse to turn on the air conditioner yet. We are expecting a cool front to move through over the weekend, though. To Mari's little high is only supposed to be 73, and then it's going down into the low 40s this weekend, so that'll be good. And the high on Saturday is only 60. High Sunday, 55. Big Friday, you'll be able to sleep well then. Yes! But, y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I did indeed have me a chicken bazoom, and I had me some of those sugar snap peas that I told you about in a solid. And, quite frankly, I'm eating more than I've ever eaten before. And I hope the weight continues to fall off is all I got to say, y'all. But, y'all, after I recorded, I went to the Von's East. And can you hear that, Can you hear that, y'all, you know, I went to the Whole Foods, and that does have a W in it. Tuesday after I went to the doctor. But, y'all, I wanted to go to the... y'all, that is, I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. What did I do? Big Freddy, we don't know what you did. But I wanted to go to the Von's East to see what kind of items that they carry that I could find there. And so, y'all, y'all, I spent $44.55, and y'all, I saved $13.36. That's not real good. But, y'all, the penny coupon was for the Von's East pecan shortbreads, and, y'all, so I picked those up and carried them right into the coal mine, and they're already digging into them, y'all. Already digging into them like this Notamari. Old Vader had his hand in the bag, let's put it that way. But, y'all, I got me, you know, I wanted to make the turkey chili, the turkey mushroom chili. So, y'all, I was there, and I got me an onion and sliced mushrooms, because, you know, Big Fatty puts the mushrooms in instead of the beans. And, y'all, I got I got some ground sirloin, y'all. Ground sirloin. It was on sale to make my turkey chili. Cause, babe, fatty, it's not turkey if you put ground sirloin in it. Well, it's the same thing. But, y'all, so I cooked that while I was having my brofkas on Thursday morning and put it in the crock pot and had a bowl of that for lunch. And, y'all, it is... It is speaking to me, y'all. Let me just say, it is speaking to me. what else did I get? Oh, I bought me some... They had the olive oil. Oh, Popeye! Not that kind of olive oil. Oh, perfect, Freddy. But they had the olive oil on sale. It was buy one, get one free. So y'all just bought one and paid for half price. And they had some delicious round steak on sale and all this. And y'all, several people have told me they have tried this diet or this relearning how to eat, and that it can be difficult, especially in the beginning. But anyway, but it's very successful, y'all, if you can just stick with it. So, y'all, I'm going to try my best. Y'all, I bought me some of those Eggland's Best eggs. Because, y'all, they say they've got some sort of fish oil in them or something, omega-3 or something like that. I don't know what the hell it is. But I got some of those. I thought I'd try those. And anyway, y'all, plus, the girl was so young at the... At the register, y'all, she just assumed I was an old fart. Big fatty, that's no assumption. She just recognized you as an old fart. And, y'all, I got the old fart 5% discount because I was shopping on Wednesday, y'all. So there you go. But, y'all, on my way home, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, I see, y'all, it's God from Mexico. Y'all, I think it's that from that Hat M, since the return address says Hat M. Brag Party, that's a pretty good assumption. But, y'all, he mailed this. When did he mail this? He mailed this on the 10th of February. So it took about 2 weeks to get here. So, anyway. By the way, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from that Poke It With a Stick. And, y'all, they were sticking and poking and all that kind of stuff. And they were looking at Big Fatty, spotting Big Fatty. And, y'all, we're going to go over there as soon as I get this open. Y'all, you know the last card I got from the Hat M had all these instructions about how I was to open it and all. And, y'all, on the back one, on the back of this envelope, it says, no special instructions are needed. So, y'all, let's just take a look and see what we got here. Y'all, it's in a red envelope. So, y'all, I'm wondering, oh, dear Gussie, oh, yeah, oh, my God, that is fabulous. It's, it says, dear Big Fatty, here are some scratch-offs to fill time on the little show, or not. XOXO Hat M. And y'all, it's the Carrot Cots to try to win 25 million flululus. And y'all, there's two of those, and then there's the Nair Okartia. And y'all, there's a chance to win 15 million flululus. And, y'all, it's actually interesting because, y'all, he's already scratched them for me. Bee! Freddy, he's just saving you time. And that's probably good because, y'all, I can't read any of this because, y'all, it's all written in Mexican. And I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea what the hell I was supposed to do here. Hat M, did I win anything with the flululus? Or did you just send me some non-winners? Not a winner, Big Fatty. Y'all, there's one thing he didn't scratch. He did not scratch one thing. I'm going to do that right now. I don't know what it'll tell me, but y'all, it's the special diamond, y'all. Oh, Big Freddy's going to scratch the diamond. Big Freddy, you need a medicated sal for that. Oh, dear, I say, well, it wasn't three double diamonds. Okay, Big Freddy, you wasted your time. And, oh, dear, Gussie, someone's trying to play the Wedge with Friends for me, y'all. And I don't have any idea. Don't have any idea if I won or not. Let's just see here. I can tell on here if I won something. I don't see anything. A six of diamonds. No, do I have a six of diamonds on there? No. No! A five of clubs. Do I have a five of clubs? Oh, there's no. Oh, no! And the ace of diamonds. Do I have ace of diamonds? No! Y'all, I think he sent me three not a winners! But Hat M, thank you so much for wasting your time and postage and sending Big Fatty a big old envelope full of losers. Big Fatty, that's Hat M. That's Hat M for you. Yes! Now, y'all, I've got a couple other things here from the Life's Little Instruction Book for your weekend. Y'all, have a firm handshake. Nobody likes a fishy handshake. Look people in the eye. Y'all, it's important. It's very important that you do that. Say thank you a lot and say please a lot. And, y'all, the next one is learn to play a musical instrument. Big Fatty, the flesh flute does not count. Y'all, it says sing in the shower, use the good silver, and learn to make a great chili. Big Freddy, how did you know I was going to say learn to make a good chili? Y'all didn't, but y'all, and that one kind of surprised me too. So y'all, I hope you're enjoying those little lessons, little things from Life's Little Instruction Book. I'm going to just do that every now and then, y'all. But y'all, I'm going to go over here right now, just old spotting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Lord, y'all, I've just received an e-letter from that Kim. Beaver. Kim Beaver says, I used to bake my own bread in an expensive machine to save money, but it tasted like Birkenstock. Baby, that's vulgar. What a waste. Would you like to bake your own fat-free bread? I could give you a discount. No thank you, Miss Beaver, but thank you. I don't need anything that smells or tastes like Birkenstock. Y'all, but Kim Beaver does bring up a good point, y'all. Because I'm going to tell you something. Eating right is expensive. Eating right is expensive. And, y'all, when I went into the Von's East last night, y'all, as I walked up and down the aisles, it's no wonder that we are all 2 tons of fun, y'all, because most everything is a carbohydrate or a sweet, or it is overly processed. There's very little natural things there, and you got to look for them, y'all. And I'm not going to get on a soapbox or anything, because I've already received a verbal spanking from that Hat M. Even though he has sent me some not a winner flululu cards. But y'all, let's go over here to spotting Big Fatty. Yeah. y'all, I don't remember where I stopped on these the last time. Let me just go back here. Y'all, it was the National Battery Day, and you know how they have those things where you stick the electrodes in a potato, and it makes a cock, not a cock, Big Fatty, that's vulgar, a clock. Y'all, it's Big Fatty's head has got the electrodes stuck in y'all, it was National Chocolate Mint Day, and there's Big Fatty sitting on top of a chocolate cupcake. Y'all, one of the funniest ones was by that Hat M himself, y'all. And I guess it is some kind of mama and daughter dancing show or something kind of like that. But Big Fatty and her little Big Fatty Piggy and her Big Fatty Princess, y'all. It's just fabulous. And yo, Romo, I think this may be the first one Romo's put up. He says, gentlemen callers at this age, dear sweet Gussie. And y'all, it is Big Fatty just after exiting the birth canal. And that's what you want, if that's what you want to call it. And y'all, there's Big Fatty laying on his stomach with his butt in there. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, Ken Robbie. Ken Robbie sent a picture of Big Fatty leaning against a, what do you call that? One of those pole things. What is that pole thing called? It's called, what is that called? It's called Lighthouse. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then there's a picture of Big Fatty on a can of tripe. That Peter G, y'all, he can find the most vulgar things out there. But it's tripe with gravy. Big Fatty, keep calm and get ruined, y'all. It was the Northern Hemisphere Hoodie Hoo Day. I don't know what the fuck that means. But y'all, evidently Big Fatty has had too much chili because his face is on fire. Big Fatty, and you're horny too. Dear Gussie, that's vulgar. And then, y'all, there was one. We had the card reading day. Big Fatty's on the Wheel of Fortune. Y'all, then we had Big Fatty out at the beach doing the carnival. And y'all, everybody was wearing a Big Fatty mask at the carnival. Y'all, that Mr. Tim Cornwall has got a picture of Big Fatty observing the Luna eclipse. And y'all, Luna is and not as in crazy, but as in moon. Big Fatty, the crazy moon. And y'all, then yesterday, the George Burthington's watched. Oh, dear God. That Peter G's finally got me on something not so vulgar, y'all. It's a margarita. And y'all, Thursday was tennis day. And y'all, there's a dog chewing on a Big Fatty's head instead of a tennis ball. Big Fatty, get it right. So, anyway, y'all, thank you so much for all of you that participate in spotting Big Fatty, because y'all, it makes me kerfuffle. It just makes me kerfuffle, y'all. It really, really does. Y'all, I've got a little thing over here since we've been talking about Hattie Malott. I'm going to read you something else from my mother. Y'all, she, oh no, I'm not going to read this. No, this is too long. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. No, this is much too long. We'll have to save that one. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you still got one of those from Miss Kitty about the state you hadn't read. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let me bring you up to date on this. Y'all, you know, old Dicker up there in the Chicago's. You know, I had the story about putting in your PIN number backwards, and that would call the police to come to the ATM machine when you're getting your cash money if somebody was robbing you. And y'all, he says, Big Fatty, do not do that. And y'all, evidently it's on the internet that says don't do it. It's false, y'all. It does not summon the police. So anyway. So there you have it. Don't do it, y'all. It's some kind of, what is that? What is Snopes? I don't know what that, Snoops? Big Fatty, we don't know what the hell it is. It came from Digger. It's probably some mortuary thing or something like, oh! Oh, dear Gussie. So anyway, y'all, the chili has made me burpy and gassy, so it's a good thing this is not a smell cast. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. Y'all, the number one fan of the BFO was at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, that's Gavin from up there in the New Jersey. He said, stick it with a poke. And Gavin, I've got a prize package to send to you as the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. I'm just waiting for a couple of things to come in. And then I'll be getting that off to you. Big Fatty, please don't talk about getting anything off, especially when you are talking about that vulgar Gavin.
That's classic. I love it.
Well, of course you love it because it's true. Happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.